We're glad you could join us today. Here's Fred Kuhn.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Our subject today is what business leaders can learn from the rock and roll culture. And our guest is Wayne Strickland, who has been with us before. Wayne's biography is on the website, but he's a senior executive with Hallmark and has experience in customer-facing strategy, development, marketing, product development. It goes on and on and on. So read the great bio on the website. So, Wayne, welcome again to the program.
Well, thank you, Freddie. Glad to be back. I really enjoy it. Thank you.
Well, it's an interesting subject, rock and roll and executives. So what can business leaders learn? So I guess the first thing you talked about was the rock and roll fantasy camp. What's that all about?
You know, Fred, I never thought I'd be having this conversation or writing any articles about rock and roll culture. And
well, I know you play rock and roll, so.
Well, you know, I play something. I'm not sure what they call it, but I like to play, as you do too. And, you know, I signed up to go to rock and roll fantasy camp in Chicago at the end of June. And been wanting to go for a long time, and you go based on who the headliners are. So I had Nancy Wilson from Heart and Chris Layton from the Stevie Ray Vaughan band, and the crescendo is you got to play with Buddy Guy at his club in downtown Chicago. So I went up there, and it was an intense experience, and I don't get uncomfortable very often, but I was very uncomfortable in that situation because I was with some great musicians. And not only were the headliners great musicians, but they quickly put you in a band and they assign you a counselor. And the counselors are people that are also great musicians, but you probably never heard of them, like the lead guitar player for Madonna or the lead guitar player for Journey or the drummer for Joe Walsh or the drummer for Black Sabbath or and the guy who plays the drums and the Buddy Rich Orchestra and then Greg Potter. I mean, the list goes on and on of these incredible musicians. And they put you in a band and you have, you know, less than 18 hours to pick a song, learn the song, rehearse the song, and play with the headliner, Nancy Hart, the next day at 1 o'clock, live, video, record it, the whole nine yards. So that's when I started learning lessons and I started making some notes in my notebook about, well, this is pretty interesting. So that's how it all got started.
So what were some of the key things you learned? How does this relate to executives?
Well, I'll give you a couple of examples. So, you know, we get together at 6 o'clock on Thursday. We've got to play with Nancy Wilson from Heart at 1 o'clock on Friday. So our leader is the master at collaboration skills because you don't have all day or 2 days or even an hour to pick a song, right? So you got to pick the song. And out of a lot of songs that she has, and then you got to decide who's going to do what. Are you going to play lead? You're going to play rhythm? You're going to sing? Are you going to sing? You're going to sing backups? What do you need? And you don't have a lot of time to discuss it because you got to rehearse. It's not like in the corporate culture. So you and I have seen many times where we kind of run to a tough topic. A lot of companies will say, let's just put that out till next month, right? Let's just postpone that decision, that discussion until next month until we get more data. Most of the time, you really don't have any more data. You're not going to get any smarter over the next 30 days, and you're probably not going to have any more data over the next 30 days. You just need to make the call. And these guys, you have to make the call. They're masters at collaborating. And you know, a lot of these people play in a lot of bands, so they learn how to work with this band. They learn how to work with the next band and the next band. And then the other thing I learned is they immerse themselves in the work. And I know you and I have been in meetings, especially over the last few years, where you know, one person's got their cell phone out checking text messages. Somebody else has got their, you know, lit up on their laptop and they're checking emails or somebody else is on their tablet. And you know they can't be paying attention if everybody's distracted by doing that. And it's a kind of a tender subject with me as we evolve and become new leaders with all this new technology. But with them, when they're rehearsing, they're rehearsing. I mean, You got to rehearse. It would not allow anybody to grab their phones or their laptops or ignore any computers in the room. You had to play and play and play and play and play and play and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. And there was no distractions with cell phones and all that. I thought that was pretty interesting and different than what we are used to.
When you were playing, change riffs? Did you change bridges? Did you try different things? Or was it pretty much what you'd heard on a recording?
We definitely tried new things. We had a guy who was a harp player, harmonica player. So you know, had to work in, okay, where are you going to do your licks and your riffs and, you know, when are you going to cut in? And, you know, you got those guys, they got chain harmonicas that they change keys and all that stuff.
So how does that relate to business? I mean, there is a parallel there.
The leader had to make the decision. You can play this lick, you can't play that one. And for me, right. I said, hey, you got me to sing right here? And he goes, play it, sing. And he goes, no. He goes, no, I don't want you to sing there. She's going to sing there. Okay, fine. I mean, he made the call and made the decision, and you moved on. There wasn't any debating or resisting. It kind of moved on. And I thought that was fascinating, right? You know, in the corporate world, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and we don't want anybody running to HR and going, hey, you know, I was trying to participate, and they cut me off.
These guys you're playing with are pretty famous. I mean, we may not know their names, but they're pretty famous. And so how did they get along together, the different personalities within there, and how was that managed by the leader?
They got along great. They have a great appreciation for the music business and their industry and each other. And, you know, if you're not the headliner, you have to hustle, right? Now, you may be the guitar player for Madonna, and you may tour 3 or 4 months every year. But when that tour is over, you're kind of scrapping and hustling to get a gig and, you know, get some income coming in. So they're very appreciative, and they're appreciative of each other, and they're appreciative of all genres of music. And you know how it is in the corporate world. Sometimes we can be very competitive, and maybe we don't talk about our industry the way we should. We talk about our brand or our business, but we don't talk about the industry. But they get along great. There was no tension with anybody, and they're very supportive of everybody. It was great. It's fascinating.
What would you say the applied learnings would be in business from this?
You know, the one thing that kind of rises to the top is there is no entitlement. And you have to hustle and earn and work for everything you get. There's this one lady that I met from Ireland. Her name's Tanya O'Callaghan, and she's been quoted as the best female bass player in the world. And if you talk to her, and I've had a lot of follow-up conversations with Tanya, man, the amount of dedication that she had to put in to earn that, and now that she's the best, she still has to hustle. There is no entitlement. And I think for the corporate leaders, and you know, you've had a lot of people that you've managed over the years. And I think some people just feel like, you know, I've been in this job 3 years. I should be promoted. I'm entitled to get that next promotion, or I'm entitled to get a pay raise, or I'm entitled to other benefits you have. You know, I think we get a little soft. I think in the corporate world, we just get a little soft. You know, and these folks, if you know, your laptop breaks, you don't call the IT department and they run in here and go, hey, we're going to bring you a new laptop, or your phone breaks, or you know, all that kind of stuff. You know, we in the corporate world have a great support structure. They have nothing. I mean, it's them, right? So you look at how they hustle and how they just dig up work in business and very appreciative of it. That's what I would tell all the folks in the corporate world that are managers or leaders or want to be leaders. Don't feel so entitled every day. If your next paycheck depended on what you actually dug up and earned over the next week, you might hustle just a little bit differently.
That's correct. I remember working for a company one time, and we put it in Inc. magazine multiple times, but there were signs hanging all over the place. One of them I remember, there were a number of them. One of them was, good enough never is. And it's true. And it's that kind of hustle, right? You either make dust or eat dust. And I put that in one of my books. But that, it was that kind of thinking. What'd you do for me today? Don't tell me what you did for me yesterday, right? So it's the same kind of thing. It's all about, you're on stage all the time in business, and you have to produce all the time.
Right. I mean, you and I kind of grew up in a different era where, you know, if you made numbers, you kind of got to keep your job. And if you did really well, you might get the next job. But the first job is do your job really, really well. And then you might get a chance to go do something else. And I think today, just a little bit too much of, I'm entitled, I'm here, I got a big fat education, I paid a lot of money for where I went to school. You know, none of that really matters. It just doesn't matter. That was yesterday. Today's the day. And what are you going to do today? Go dig up some business.
That's right. Wayne, thank you very much. Folks, we've been enjoying some time here with Wayne Strickland on how business leaders can learn from the rock and roll culture. Wayne, thank you.
Thanks for joining us. If you wish to speak with Fred, or you want a transcript of this interview, send an email to podcast@stuartcoopercoon.com. See you soon.